I looked up, and to the right of me was a large bear. It was kind of a blonde grizzly bear, looked like pretty good size. And I thought to myself, well, those days I didn't carry a rifle with me wherever I went in the woods. So I decided that I'd had a Pulaski there, which is a firefighter's axe. And I thought I'd keep that handy. And then I realized the bear was doing a lot of snorting. He was trying to smell my presence. And he stood up, looked my way, but he wasn't quite sure. And then he started directly for me at a little lope. He wasn't coming too fast, but he was coming close. And I realized that possibly if I could climb a tree, I would be in better shape. But I stood there with the axe, and I've always heard that the bear's rather nearsighted. And when he gets up close to his quarry, whatever happens to be, he'll stop 20 or 30 feet away and make a quick examination of what he was about to face. And sure enough, the bear did stop about 20 feet in front of me. And I had already backed up to a tree, which was just a small spruce tree, probably 20 feet high at the most, and it hadn't been growing too long in an area there that had burned over probably 40, 50 years earlier. So I had to make a quick decision whether to use that axe or climb the tree. But I decided that the bear at close quarters like that was much bigger than I thought he would be. So I humped up that tree as fast as I could as the bear began to look me over. And on the way up from the tree, I went through small twigs, but that didn't seem to matter at all. Those were inconsequential. I had the bear to get away from. And the bear, of course, when I started going up the tree, came for me, and he made a lurch up, and he just caught one leg just under the knee with one paw. And I suppose I went a little further at that point. My grip on the tree was a gripping like you would of a broom handle. It was getting very small. And I was as far as I could get, and without the tree breaking off. It was a live tree. And after that, the bear kept jumping up at the bottom of the tree, but his claws were probably, a foot or two below my feet. But I held my position up there, and it's being a green tree, why the bark kind of shredded off as my feet were bolstering me up against the tree. So I took my belt, unbuckled my belt, and put it over a crotch in the top of the tree there, and held my position. I don't know how long that bear scratched at the base of the tree, but it was probably 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I'm not sure. Time went by very fast. At any rate, that bear became tired of that scratching and reaching up. So it tried another method, and it's got the base of the tree, which probably wasn't more than 4 or 5 inches, and it's started to jerk the tree back and forth. Well, I felt like a ripe plum at that point, but I held on, and I had the belt over that fork in the tree, and the bear soon gave up and went back to where it had been. And I thought, well, that's very fortunate that I outlasted the bear. And I noticed there where the bear was, there were two other bears. They're probably 100 or 150-pound bears. So I guess it was a mother bear that was after me. And there were two of her cubs behind, probably two-year cubs, I'm not sure. But I stayed up in the tree probably a half an hour before I came down. And then I realized just before coming down that, you know, she might come back to see me. And so I better get off this perch. And I could see nothing around, so I headed back towards the car. My foot had been bleeding, but by that time it had stopped. And I felt very happy to get back on the trail and into the truck.